I'm looking for a telephone call. It's toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Back to the phones in a minute. But we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Maryland. He is in his eighth season at Maryland. Led the Terps to their fourth NCAA appearance in 5 years. Conference Coach of the Year in two different conferences. Maryland, 23-10 on the year. They get by Belmont, 79-77. They advance, and they take on LSU tomorrow, 12:10 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Mark Turgeon is my guest. Mark, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How you doing?
Good. Good to visit with you, Mark. So take me back earlier this week. When you saw the selection show and you saw the possibility that you might face Belmont in your first game, knowing how good of a coach Rick Byrd is, knowing how confident they are as a team, what were your initial thoughts?
Well, you're always just so excited to be in it. So we were super thrilled, and then we got to stay on the East Coast. We're down here in Jacksonville, 75 degrees today, so things are good. But I've known Rick for a long time. When I was a young coach at Jacksonville State, he was at Belmont, and we got to know each other. We'd see each other on the road and spent a lot of time with him, so I had a ton of respect for him. They're a heck of a team, even better than I thought they were going to be in person, because we played well yesterday and were very lucky to win. And he just does such a great job, and they play a unique style, and they're really hard to guard. And I told him before the game, I said it was a real thrill for me to coach against him. You know, he's one of the winningest coaches in our game, one of the best coaches our game's ever seen. So it was a big honor for me to coach against Rick yesterday.
Maryland beats Belmont. Mark Turgeon joining us. You know, Mark, you knew it was going to be tough. You knew it was going to be a battle, and sure enough, it was. They got up by 12 in the first half, and they led by 6 at halftime. I'm curious, what was your message to your team during the break?
Well, you know, we missed 6 layups in the first half and probably 7 wide open threes. And I felt really good on being down 6. And we battled a little foul trouble right before half. We made a little run. I told the guys, I said, we're in great shape, fellas. We just got to play better than we played. But we got to do it on the defensive end. And we started the second half with just great energy. Defensively, we were terrific. Went on a 14-0 run and built an 8-point lead. And I felt pretty good at the time. And my man Wendler just went crazy on us, making some incredible shots. They're hard to guard. And give them credit. We knew they were going to come back. But then we got down 6 again, Jim, and we really had to fight and battle. And we're just really proud of my group to keep battling and come out on top.
Yeah, I think they showed so much in the way they came back and battled in the second half. Especially, Mark, when you consider you've got the second youngest team in the tournament. So yeah. How'd you go about preparing them for the tournament experience and moments like the end of that game?
Well, you know, I'm hoping for the rookie mentality deal. They don't know any better. They just go out there and play their tails off. And, you know, so only one player that played yesterday has played in an NCAA tournament game. And he probably had, you know, he had an okay game, but he shot the worst for us. He was 3-for-18, Anthony Cowan. The rest of the guys played, you know, shot the ball a little bit better. But I told him after the game, you know, we just tried to stay the course, next play, keep fighting through it. But, you know, after the game, one of the first things I said to him was, how lucky are you guys to be able to play in a game that was so important in such a great college basketball game and to come out on top? I said, this is a day you'll never forget. You should feel very fortunate to be a part of it. It was a great, great environment, just amazing building yesterday. It was just a lot of fun. So it's a day our young guys and our team will never forget.
You know, Mark, to that point, you know the deal, fair or not. There is so much weight put on the NCAA tournament in terms of whether or not it was a successful season, fair or not, right? So what's it mean to you and to your players to get that win and to move on?
Well, it was huge for us for a couple of reasons. We hadn't won a postseason game for a couple of years. So, you know, they start to talk about the negatives instead of the positives. So we got that behind us, and we were able to get a win. But more importantly, I got 7 of my top 8 are freshmen and sophomores, so this is going to help us moving forward, gives us confidence moving forward to tomorrow's game, and it'll give us confidence moving forward, you know, for the next few years. So it was really a significant moment for us to get that stop there at the end of the game, got a deflection and a steal. And to come out with that win, it's going to do amazing things for our program moving forward.
Mark Turgeon joining us for a few more moments. Mark, I want to make another point too. Bruno Fernando said after the game, I want to read you this quote. We had to get that one for Coach. I will say it again. He's been through a lot of things for us. He puts a lot on himself. There's a lot of criticism and blame on him for us to be able to get that win, to get the first one out of the way for him. Now we got to be able to focus on the next one. Listen, I know you're not going to make it about you, but what's it mean to you to hear that from him, and how would you describe the bond that you have with this group?
Well, they know I care about them, and they know I try to take all the heat for them, especially being such a young team. And in today's world, it's sometimes it's just never enough. Even if you have the fourth youngest team in the country, it's never enough. So we love each other. We care about each other. I feel it. I know they're trying hard, but in the end, it was about them. When I walk in the locker room after the game, I usually don't make a fool out of myself too often, but just to see how happy they were, their faces, it was a great day for me just to have such a young team be a part of such a great moment.
Hey, Mark, it might have been somewhat out of character for you, but it's just one of my favorite things. I love it. I love that about the tournament. The shot in the locker room after a win, you came in, your fists were clenched, you were fired up. I could tell how happy you were for the kids. One last thought. You've got that tight turnaround before you face LSU tomorrow. How do you go about approaching today, and what is your number one concern when it comes to LSU?
Well, as coaches, we were up late watching film, obviously, on LSU. I had a guy that's been watching them all week, preparing for them. It's the most athletic team in the country. They make the game look easy. When I was a kid, you play with a Nerf ball. You know, you go up and dunk it on, you have it on the door, and you dunk it. That's the way they look sometimes. They're just super talented. Then I think they got the best point guard in the country. So it's a heck of a challenge for us. We're going to have to be great defensively. We're going to have to be great with the ball again. Yesterday we only had 5 turnovers. We're going to have to really do a great job. They forced a ton of turnovers. They're excellent defensively with their length. So, and then rebounding. We've been a good rebounding team all year. They've been a good rebounding team. We have to be a terrific rebounding team tomorrow to give ourselves a chance to win.
Maryland beats Belmont yesterday, 79-77. They advance. Next up, they've got LSU. Mark Turgeon is the head basketball coach at Maryland. Mark, I know it's a really busy day. Thanks for making time for the Jungle like you always do, and it's great to have you back.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, Mark. Thank you. Appreciate you. Love coaches that can come in after a big win, and you know he's got a lot going on today, and so turn it around, come in, get some jungle karma. Speaking of jungle karma, I will get to that later on. Some of you are trying to make something out of nothing, make trouble, say, hey, Rome, how about this? Yeah, right. How about this? How about that? The karma, foolproof, still undefeated.